My younger self might call it a mistake. My younger self, much younger, was at a convent boarding school, hauled out of bed at 6 by handbell-ringing nuns every morning. Perhaps, sadly for the story that might have been in it, this was not some cruel Magdalene Sisters establishment. Our nuns were mostly on a worldwide mission to educate and empower women. The nuns who raised us at an ungodly hour tended to be the ones too young, too old, or too malaria-addled for the missions abroad, and they formed the eccentric staff of the English Mother House. What has all this to do with writing? As I sulked around chilly convent corridors, I imagined that a writing life would be all late rising and a way to escape timetables or being told what to do. Oh, and I imagined I'd be very rich, spending it all on sweets and comics, giving nothing to the poor the nuns were always guilt-tripping us about. I'd have been outraged to preview the life I'm now leading as a writer. I voluntarily get up at 5, the most mind-peaceful time of day. I make timetables for my days, and wage-paying authority figures such as producers and editors are constantly looming over my freedoms. And the very rich thing? Ha! If the poor don't get much from me, it's not the sinful selfishness the nuns accused me of. It's just there isn't a great deal going spare. I would have told my rebellious child self this, though. Despite early rising, a continued annoyance of authority figures, and lack of waist-deep confectionery and Beano mounds in the living room, writing is a way to feel your life is somehow in your own hands. You make something that amplifies your voice in the wide, noisy world. Even if your message is only as urgent as a Minnie the Minx strip, spreading it some small distance is still a triumph over all the bell-ringing bossiness and grey dawns of life. Oh, I'd also tell myself that fighting the nun in charge of the library to be allowed more than one book a week was a good fight. Fighting to wear platform shoes with my uniform was possibly not.